Workers clear debris left by pro-Palestinian encampment at Cal State LA by Joby Polak on June 18, 2024. Workers were left to clear the debris of the pro-Palestinian encampment at California State University Los Angeles on Monday, after police moved in at the urging of college administrators. As Breitbart News noted last week, protesters occupied an administration building last week, vandalizing it and removing furniture while trapping university staff inside. Among those trapped were Cal State LA President Berenicia Johnson Eanes, the first black woman to hold that position. Eanes told the media that she had tolerated the supposedly nonviolent encampment for 5 weeks. But the invasion and destruction of the administration building prompted her to call on police to intervene. A local outlet, the Boyle Heights Beat, reported that the encampment was already almost entirely empty by the time a massive police response descended onto the campus. Officers with the California Highway Patrol led the response at around 2 p.m., issuing a dispersal order to the 7 people present at the encampment, according to university spokesperson Eric Frost Hollins. Protesters left voluntarily, and no arrests were made, Hollins said. Videos of the confrontation circulating social media showed dozens of police vehicles parked in the surrounding streets, blocking access with yellow police tape. Patrols from LAPD and Cal State Campus Police joined CHP in the operation. By about 3 p.m., forklifts and large dumpsters were seen, as cleanup crews began to dismantle the encampment that held tents, chairs, and wood paneling. Other pro-Palestinian encampments have also left large amounts of trash and debris behind after being cleared by police. Joby Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoePolak.